Contract for deed, land contract. A contract for deed, also known as a land contract, is a sales contract between buyer and seller. In the contract, the buyer agrees to make regular payments to the seller. The seller retains legal title to the property, known as title retention, and the buyer acquires equitable title or equitable interest in the property. In the contract, the seller promises to convey legal title to the buyer when all payments have been made. In many cases, the buyer is unable to obtain traditional mortgage credit and may or may not have made a down payment. Contract for deed has historically been used in a wide variety of transactions. Seller finance of a residence for a buyer whose financial or credit situation makes getting a new loan impossible. Historically, buyers under a contract for deed had rights that were little more than those of a tenant. When the buyer defaulted, his or her eviction was a relatively easy process. Seller finance of a residence that has an existing mortgage that cannot be paid off. The sale of development tracts where the developer has a mortgage on the entire project that does not allow for releases of individual tracts. Contract for deed is also known as a land contract, installment contract, and cash for deed. The parties to a contract for deed are the vendor and vendee. Contract for deed transactions are inexpensive, quick, and easy. Because a lender is not involved, and because title does not transfer, the deal is closed quickly, often without the benefit of the services of a title company or title insurance. Contract for deed becomes fully executed when the final loan payment is made, and the seller, vendor, delivers the deed to the buyer, vendee. The sale of property using a contract for deed involves risk for both the seller and the buyer. If the buyer fails to make timely payments to the seller may have difficulty clearing the title record after repossession of the property. This is especially true if the buyer records the contract in the public records. The risk to the buyer is even greater. The buyer might make on-time payments for years, only to find that the seller is incapable of delivering clear title in the future due to circumstances that are out of the control of the seller. For example, the seller might be bankrupt, encumbered by judgments, or might even be deceased. Some unscrupulous sellers have been known to mortgage the property without the buyer's knowledge. The buyer is unaware of the mortgage until he loses the property in foreclosure. The purchase of lots and small acreage tracts on contract for deed is also quite risky for a buyer. In most cases, the developer is the borrower on a mortgage that encumbers the entire development. The developer sells tracts to buyers who enter into a contract for deed. The buyer anticipates being deeded the property when all payments have been made. However, if the developer has failed to sell enough parcels to pay off the development loan, the seller cannot deliver clear title. Additionally, if the developer fails to repay the development loan, the entire project will be foreclosed. At that point, all of the buyers lose both their land and the money paid under the contract, as well as any improvements that they may have made to the land. Some states have outlawed the use of a contract for deed, and others have severely restricted its use. In many of the states where the practice is still legal, safeguards have been put in place to protect the buyer from being easily evicted from a property upon default. Selling and financing property on a contract for deed is still legal in Texas. Since the 1999 legislative session, the state has enacted laws that protect buyers. This is especially the case for buyers who have, over time, made a substantial number of payments. There are no TREC promulgated forms for selling property on a contract for deed. License holders should refer buyers and sellers to an attorney when the parties want to sell in this way.